Thanks for staying on. We'll touch a little bit about the big news today because Axiata and Telenor are said to be in advanced discussion to merge their subsidiaries, namely Celcom and Digi. And as we know, Celcom and Digi are both the second and third largest telco in Malaysia in by way of subscribers. And because of this, this is going to be an interesting merger to be seen and discussed, particularly when we talk about the shareholding structure of this merged co between Celcom and Digi. As publicized by Dato' Izzaddin earlier today, both Celcom and Digi, or in this sense Axiata and Telenor, will have an equal shareholding of 33.1% each, and Axiata and Malaysian investors will own over 51%. If you all remember, November 2019 was the date when this first proposed merger was announced to be cancelled off. They said, and quote, complexities was the issue. Of course, the subtext to this is that whether or not the Malaysian interest will be kept proposed or under the merger then. And of course, there's a lot of noise when it comes to jobs being lost and whether or not Telenor will have a greater share in terms of how the smooth running of the company. All that is going to be the reason why the merger did not go through back then, 2 years ago. But according to the announcement made by Axiata today, the proposed merger of Celcom and Digi will have the nation's interest at heart, and perhaps could allay some of the concerns arising from the earlier proposed merger discussions back in 2019. It's also worth noting that they've also announced key leadership announcements following the merge co, with the chairman being Dato' Izzaddin Idris and the vice chairman being Jorgen Arends Rostrup, one from Axiata, one from Telenor. The CEO under the merge co will be the current CEO of Celcom, which is Idham Nawawi. And the deputy CEO of this merge co will be Elburn Murti. Elburn is, of course, the current DG CEO. When we see them melding together, it seems like the leadership will be Axiata and the follower will be Telenor by virtue of the chairman being Dato' Izzaddin and the CEO being Idham Nawawi. The merge is, of course, the amalgamation of an industry that is very, very tight and very, very challenging. We know that this industry has been facing a conversation of merger and intense competition. So perhaps the amalgamation of these kind of companies is going to pave a way of more profitability for those two companies moving forward. So we'll cover this news with great detail in the days and weeks to come. So stay tuned to Astro Awani as we try to ensure that the nation's interest as well as your interest in terms of reading this news is going to be kept at its best interest. For now, thanks very much for watching. Until next time.